An intriguing race it is. I guess with Gold Standard, we know what the horse can do out of the barriers, and normally your stable do like to go forward.
Yeah, look, naturally, you know, like to go forward with the horses, and last start we were able to see he broke away cleanly and really had to put himself in the race, you know, whereas in the up and coming he stepped away slightly slow. So look, hopefully we're right on top of that and he can break cleanly today. Certainly like to be positive, but I guess a lot of it will be you know, dependent on what's happening on our inside and the early speed shown there, because there does look to be quite a hot tempo on early, and like I said, it'll just be intriguing to see how it plays out that first part of the race.
Well, he did show his toughness the other day. He, you know, it was 1500 and he did ride a hot speed, and he did come out on top with flying colours.
Yeah, look, a hot speed certainly won't you know, scare us at all. He is tough in that sense. He'll see out. You know, he's going to get further eventually, this colt. You know, he's a real strong miler, and I think that'll sort of really suit him down to the ground today if it is a strongly run race, because you know, a good tough 1400 metre test today will sort of probably fall more into our hands, I would have thought, than some others.
And you're obviously happy with him since the Stan Fox?
Yeah, look, he's done he's done brilliant and terrific in his work in between. He's a horse that just physically looks the part at the moment. He's just thriving on his work and just seems to be taking that gradual improvement with each start, but more so just mentally in his racing manners. We saw last start what he can do when he really put it together. It's you know, sort of hard to believe it's really only his first racing preparation, and just to see the improvement that he's made each start from his, you know, just starting out from his maiden this campaign, he's sort of really put it all together, and we saw a furnished product there last start.
The Colin Stevens, you've got a couple of good runners here. Broadside, he was so tough at Newcastle. He improved out of sight. Really good effort to get him to win 2300 second up.
Yeah, no, that was that was a very, very satisfying win, that one. Look, I guess we had a lot of confidence with him going into the first up run. He started favoured on that day over the stablemate DIC, and you know, he just first up over 1900 metres, he had a bit of a torrid run. He had no luck, and there was some. It was a very high pressure race, and he just knocked up, you know, early in the piece in that race. So he showed how tough he is bouncing back at Newcastle, and he was sort of able to dictate there and get the run to suit him. So I'd like to think that we get those similar conditions again today, just in the smaller field. Tactically, you know, it's a race that should really sort of suit him.
It should. DIC, could he improve?
I think he can. He does need everything to fall into his place. But look, last start probably wasn't as disappointing as it reads. He does lack a bit of a... He is very one pace, so stepping up to the 2400 was really suit him. But last start, we just got too far back on a slowly run race, and he just couldn't quicken and get himself into the race. But he held his ground, so I was happy with him there. But that day when he won, that, as I said, it was that race where it was... you know, very hot speed. He got all the favours in the race, and it all fell into place for him. So hopefully we'll be able to see him a bit closer today, and as the step up to 2400 should suit.
Race 5, the Shannon, Dark Eyes. He's first up at 1500 with a few trials.
Yeah, look, it's just taken him a while to come to hand and get the fitness into him. He did very well in between his breaks, so hence the reason for the extra trials, and you know, that'll sort of suit him. First up the 1500 metres, he's probably just now getting a little bit older, lacks a little bit of that dash, and will no doubt get over a bit further later into the preparation, just training him to get over ground. So this will be a strong test for him first up. He is open to improvement, and will probably appreciate a bit further later in the preparation.
How are these mares going in the pendant? You got Sweet Redemption and Sought After?
Yeah, look, coming off two disappointing runs, I cannot... do not have an explanation for Sought After's poor performance up at Newcastle. Yeah, I really liked what we saw at Wyong. She finished off well and just finished on the leader's heels and went into Newcastle full of confidence with her based on sort of the work we'd seen in between runs. But as I said, she couldn't have been more disappointing up there. So, look, giving her an easy week, she seems to have bounced back well, and, you know, hopefully she can run more in line with what we've seen from her first up. But, look, no doubt, she's her best form's over a little bit further, so she may find these a bit sharper today. Sweet Redemption, she's bounced back. Her first up run was absolutely brilliant. She ran some great times here on the Randwick track, and I think that probably just took its toll on her second up. She just raced a little bit flat for us there at Wyong. So I think we've been able to freshen her up and get her to bounce back. And because on her first up performance, she's right in this. But no doubt she's a little bit disappointing. But done plenty of work with her to get her to bounce back, and I think she can.
Caulfield joyfully ours in the first. She's back a level here. Could she lift?
Yeah, I think she can. I think that's the key, just probably coming back a little bit in class and going up in trip. She didn't look entirely comfortable here at Randwick, and we probably she was able to lead them up, but it was quite a slowly run race and probably didn't suit her in the end. So a bit more speed on stepping up to the 1400 metres, and she just wanted to hang out a bit here in Sydney. So didn't appear that comfortable. We sent her down to Melbourne. Melbourne way of going, she seems to appreciate a lot better. And some of her best form over in New Zealand was the Melbourne way. So I think she can bounce back, and she's much better than what we saw first up here in Sydney.
Mm. Stampede, well, he's a quiet achiever. He's a beauty.
hard to knock what he's done. He's just, we keep raising the bar for him, and he responds accordingly. So he's, such a beautiful colt. And, I think there's still a lot more there to offer. But, it probably surprised me how forward and maybe dominant he was in his first up win at Moonee Valley over the mile. So I guess that's given us a lot of confidence going into this race. He's done particularly well in between, and no doubt that the step up to the 2000 will suit him. But delighted with what we're seeing in between runs.
And I've got a soft spot for Prompt Response. She always gives her all.
Doesn't she? She's so consistent. Look, the only sort of knock on her, she's probably yet to win first up. She does retain some residual fitness from Queensland, and look, I think we saw her go to from strength to strength throughout last campaign, and she sort of really put it all together there in Queensland, and I think just naturally just her racing pattern, and she will improve with a couple of runs, but hopefully we've got a nice soft draw there today, and if we can get a good run, she'll, as you've seen, she'll be consistent in fighting out the finish for us, hopefully.
Races 1 and 4 at Kembla, Stonebrook, Misty Lad, both look hard to beat.
Yeah, look, very happy with both of those. And, I think Stonebrook's a really nice progressive type. I really liked his latest trial. So, look, it's a nice race for him, and I think there's certainly a lot more upside to him. Misty Lad, we've seen plenty of potential. He's yet to put it all together, so... We may have rushed him to the races there last start on the back of sort of one nice trial, and he did a few things wrong at Hawkesbury when he was short price favourite. So we've taken him back, just got him to come back a notch in his work, and just teaching him to relax. And we saw that in his latest trial. He just sort of had a quiet trial in between, but really quickened and finished off nicely. So if we can see him put it all together today, he's more than got the ability to be able to win a race down there today.
Beautiful.
And Adrian, can we get an update on the Tab Everest horse English out of last week?
Yeah, look, she's come out of the race really well. She's tightened up nicely for that. I think a good runner up like that will sort of really bring her on. Didn't have the easiest sort of runs. It's she was sort of exposed the whole way, and sort of very hard to run down. A rock hard race fit tough horse like Red Zell when they're carving out those sort of sectionals. But we were really happy with her performance. As I said, I think it's brought her on nicely, and I guess stepping up to the 1200 for us now going forward will really suit. So she hasn't had to do too much in between. Saw a nice gallop from her this morning just on the course proper at Randwick, and she's ticking over beautifully.
Beautiful. And are you hopeful of maybe coming late with Global Glamour? Can you bring us an update there?
Yeah, look, she also had a good hit out on the course proper this morning. She's down to trial on Monday, and I think we'll see a lot more from her on Monday. She was given a nice easy trial there for the first time a fortnight ago, but she'll be out there to do a lot more next week and be given a good hit out. I think we'll see a more forward mare then. Look, we're still looking at the concert. I think it's the Lightning Stakes on the same day.
Yep.
If not, potentially a start a week either side of the Everest down in Melbourne. And still sort of finalising the program there. But I think the trial on Monday will help be a good indication for us and tell us everything there. But very happy.
Looking forward to seeing her. Mate, good luck with all of them today.
That really appreciate it. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Ron.
See you, mate.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Bott going through. Very comprehensive, Ron, on all of the runners today.